Does it take you a little while to get going, Josh, or how do you?
Yeah, I mean, we started slow, and that wasn't good. You know, especially the way that they started, we needed to answer and respond, and offensively we didn't do that, and so we got to do better. It was, you know, not typical of us. We've started, you know, every time we've been out, generally we've started fast, and so so that was not typical of us, and got to be better there.
Did you see Benjamin late on that pass, or did you think you could have gotten it to him quicker?
No, it was something. I was trying to hold Charles with my eyes, and I got him where I wanted to. I just didn't put enough on the ball, you know, we would have had a shot. But it's one of those where I'd like to put a little more air on it and go over the top, and you have to bet on the safety taking a bad angle, and I think we would have had it, but I just didn't put enough air on it. Didn't throw it the way I wanted to throw it.
How about from the two, you try to go to Benjamin down the left sideline on the deep ball to start that drive?
Yeah.
Is that the plan, or what happened?
Yeah, same thing. Just trying to take a shot, and same thing. It did not, I don't know which one. We had Hartline on one, but you did not throw the deep ball as well as I'd like to today.
Josh, can you just talk about just how tough that is to take after rallying and coming back and coming so close?
Oh, it's very tough. I mean, as a competitor, you sit there and you don't want to be in those situations. But when you have that moment, you know, you're in front of your home crowd and you can go 99 and tie a football game up and give yourself a chance to hopefully win. You know, that's all you can ask for. And we were sitting there right there knocking on the door, and we didn't finish it. And I'm proud of how we rallied. Both sides of the ball, but it was just too messy all day for us. Just collectively, everybody took their turns and not doing what needed done, you know, to win the game. And offensively, we were too up and down and inconsistent. And you know, it starts with, you know, for me, I look at me and just will focus on the things I can do to help that not happen and us not play that way and have some more continuity.
Do you come out of this feeling good about the second half and the way that went, or just kind of disgusted with the way it started?
Yeah, it leaves you right back where you started. I mean, you take the good and the bad, and at the end of the day, you lost, and you don't really feel good about anything. We tend to, especially in our quarterback room, work with, you know, we're just very optimistic about bouncing back and responding. You have to be that way. And so, obviously, we'll look at the good and the bad and draw from the good and from the bad and make those corrections and move on. And still, obviously, very early. It's a loss that stings because you feel like you could have gone out there and won this one and should have won this one but just did things that took ourselves out of it.
Josh, when you guys were down 10-0, you got down close to the goal line, failed again, and had I think it was a false start penalty. How did that change things going into the locker room, I mean, especially since Oakland went down and scored?
Yeah, you know, for us it was good. It was a great drive. Got down there and after stalling, finally got something going. And really got to finish that thing off and finish it in the end zone. Just unfortunate and that we didn't get the ball snap. We had the look we wanted. It appeared to be on the pictures to be a touchdown to Duke. So we were going to, you know, walk in feeling good about that. And didn't get it. You're right. I mean, it does. It, when you move the ball down that quickly and that effectively, when you don't finish with seven, it kills some momentum for sure. You always like to get points, no doubt about it. But when you feel like you're moving the ball as well as we were, you got to finish those with seven. We got to. So we obviously will look at those things and all those plays leading up to where we could have had chances to get in the end zone and just clean up the snap, you know, on that thing. And I'm not worried about that
Josh,
part of it.
Did you hear the Johnny chants, and did you hear the boos for you early on? And if so, what impact did those have on you?
There were Johnny chants? Yeah, it was, it's, like I said, Wednesday, it's, I understand the situation that I'm in, and it's part of it, You know, he's an exciting young player that I know people want to see play. So I understand that part. But for me, I have to just focus on where we are and what we're doing. And we had our own problems, you know, and our own issues getting fixed, just trying to move the ball. And so that's really where my focus is, and just staying present in those situations. You have to block that stuff out. You can't allow that to become part, because then it snowballs. Now you're fighting, you know, both the crowd and the defense. And so you have to take that out of it. And I've been around long enough to have gone through those things and feel pretty good about my ability to block that out.
The muff punt, you would have had the ball at the 43 with 4 minutes to go. You like your chances in that situation?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Just because you have a little bit more of your playbook open to you with that time left. It's just a bummer. And like I said, we just everybody did you know, one or two things that they wish they had back, and you know, I know Trav hates that happen, but you know, kudos to our defense for going out there and getting that stop and getting us the ball back. And like I said, at the end of the day, even with that and the things that happened, we're sitting there moving the ball and you know, having a chance, and that's all you can ask for. We just got to finish, you know, and so those are the things that I'll look at and just reflect on, is the things that I could have done, you know, including that last play to help us been able to finish that last one.
Josh, you guys obviously have to get some, it looks like, protection problems taken care of before you go back out there again, don't you?
No, I felt like it was pretty good. There were some times, you know, you get into a throwing situation and you have guys like Alden Smith and Khalil Mack on the outside, and you get into a situation where they know you're throwing. Those guys are really, really good players. And so to sit back and say that they're not going to win one of those, how many times did I throw it? How many times did we throw it? Anybody know?
46.
You throw it 46 times, and you got those guys on the edges. You know, they're probably going to get a win here and there. And so I thought, you know, on the whole, you know, picture, that's not – I thought our guys fought hard, offensive line fought hard, and so I don't ever look for that as a, you know, as any kind of, you know, issue, because I feel like our guys fight hard, and again, you know, you get the throw number up there. That's a hard job to block those guys, but I think, you know, by and large, they did a great job.
How did you come out of physically? It looked like you took some big shots.
Just normal, you know, just normal bumps and bruises type thing. Nothing too serious.
Did you have to go get X-rays again?
I did, but I don't want to speak on it. I'll let Coach speak on it. But I feel good.
Did you know coming in that there could be a lot of opportunities for Barnage? I mean, you went to him a bunch and gave it.
Yeah. Gary is Gary. You know, he's solid, and you know, makes plays when the ball's thrown his way, and so. We understand that. We got to continue to get him more involved and utilize him even more. But we knew we'd have opportunity with tight ends. We saw what Eifert had done against them, and what Gilmore, Baltimore, had done against them. And so really felt like we could utilize Gary in a big way this game. So it was good to get him going.
Can you say whether the X-rays on whatever it was you had X-rayed were negative?
Again, I just don't want to comment about it, but, you know, I feel good.